When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A little cottage in a small English village. What could be more quaint or peaceful as that? Well, not when you're in St. Osyth, in Essex, which is home to what some have claimed is the British equivalent of the Amityville Horror House. Join me as we explore one woman's harrowing ordeal with the paranormal, which would involve a dizzying array of disturbing activity witnessed by multiple individuals. But how much can one woman take? In a house filled with the dark echoes of the past, especially when she has a baby on the way. I'm Peter Laws, and this is Terror at the Witch Prison that became a home. Vanessa Mitchell purchased the property, known locally as The Cage, in 2005, and she almost immediately found herself in the middle of some of the craziest and disturbing paranormal events. Now, Vanessa had grown up in St. Osyth, so she would have walked past this property, and she was drawn to it. It had character. It was pretty. It looked like a wonderful house to live in. It was well situated. It also had a modern section and a much older portion dating back hundreds of years, so it had fascinating history. But there were rumors amongst locals that strange paranormal events had occurred in the home. And why would she know this information? Because even though she did grow up in St. Osyth, she had spent the previous decade working as a sales agent in Tenerife. But for those who had lived near the home, there were rumors that tenants had left the property suddenly, many of them happily breaking their tenancy agreements just so they could be free of the place. Apparently, the last tenant of the house had even taken their own life on the property. The cottage certainly has a dark past. And the entire village has some fascinating yet morbid history, specifically around the topic of witchcraft. In 1582, the village underwent a satanic panic of sorts.
Didst thou dance with the devil? Answer!
Didst thou kill the child?
She did!
With 13 local women tried as witches, two of whom were hanged. The most well-known of these was a woman called Ursula Kemp. Ursula Kemp was a midwife in St. Osyth. She was also able to treat a number of ailments with various remedies and potions of her own making, as well as even removing curses from other people. For some, wisdom like this would be welcome and valuable. But there were people who looked at Kemp with narrowed eyes, suspecting her of having dark powers. And to such an extent that she was eventually accused of causing the deaths of a local woman and two young children. Ultimately, she was charged with being a witch. The case made against Kemp was shaky, to say the least. But as you may know already, back in the 16th century, suspicions and fears of witchcraft were enough to sway judges alone. And so she was found guilty and was hanged. The building where Kemp was imprisoned while awaiting her trial and execution was The Cage, none other than the property that Vanessa Mitchell purchased over 400 years later. Vanessa began experiencing strange events almost as soon as she moved into the property, and this activity was disturbing from the outset. She would see the doorknobs rattling of their own accord. It was as if there was a hand trying them from the other side, or perhaps an invisible one from the inside. She also began to notice the ornaments in the house. They began to be moved. But that wasn't all. She would see those ornaments actually moving by themselves in real time. Poltergeist activity like this is scary enough, but then Vanessa began to see dark spots appearing in the hallway, and when she looked closer, she discovered that these dark spots were blood. Then the physical attacks began, with Vanessa suddenly feeling her hair being physically yanked and pulled by, well, by nothing. I just cannot imagine what that must be like. In fact, try it. Try it right now. Grab your hair, if you have any, but grab your hair and just try yanking, ow, but try yanking it back. Now imagine if that happened in your room right now and you turn around and there is nothing there. It's not a friend being stupid. It's an empty room with something that still may well be there looking at you. Something that wants to touch you. To hurt you, even. The events in the house were getting too much, and so Vanessa needed support. And so her best friend, a woman called Nicole Kirtley, eventually moved in with her. Now, maybe Vanessa thought the activity would die away now that a new person was present, but it just kept going. In fact, almost as soon as Nicole arrived, she too began experiencing strange and unnerving events. Unlike Vanessa, who had been out of the country for 10 years, Nicole had heard many stories about the property. Indeed, she worked as a barmaid at one of the local pubs, and so bar staff do tend to become quickly aware of local gossip and news. And so she had heard an account of a family who had lived there several years previously, who claimed their son had become possessed in the house and had set his bedroom ablaze. Well, the events seemed to intensify somewhat on the very afternoon that Nicole moved in. For example, Vanessa was in the kitchen, making a cup of tea while Nicole unpacked her belongings. She assumed it was Nicole, of course, but when she turned around, instead of seeing her best friend, she was confronted by something utterly shocking. Drifting through the door. And when I say through the door, I mean through the door. It was closed over. Drifting through the door came a black mass, seeping through the wood. Not a figure as such, but a dark mist, a fog inside the home. This was a truly shocking and bewildering sight. But Vanessa decided to keep the incident to herself. I actually think that's understandable. She had just invited her friend Nicole to stay, so she might not be alone to face this. To suddenly reveal that some black fog was coming into the house in a ghostly manner might have sent Nicole running before she'd even unpacked, so it seems fair enough that she didn't mention it. These bizarre events, though, would continue, and they would become more and more harrowing. Nicole would have her own strange and disconcerting experiences in the property over the following months. For example, many times she noticed that the latch on her bedroom door was starting to be opened during the night, and she started to find that many of her personal possessions would go missing. One day, while the two women were cleaning the house, they pulled back an old rug in order to replace it, and what they saw was absolutely horrendous. Underneath the old rug were, quote,
thousands and thousands of maggots.
So many, in fact, that they seemed unnatural. Seeing the maggots there is an interesting echo to the Amityville Horror case, where flies were seen in the house. The activity continued in the cage, with both women often seeing what they described as strange, tiny bright lights moving around the property, and they continued to notice their possessions going missing. But then they would appear in another part of the house. Stranger still, when they entered the property, they could sometimes sense what they described as a, quote, force pushing against them. This could make walking through the door feel like, quote, trying to wade through jelly. Can you imagine it? The two women also began noticing strange odors that appeared out of nowhere. These smells actually were not necessarily unpleasant either. For example, they sometimes smelled freshly baked bread that could be smelled throughout the property. And quite often, there was the distinct scent of pipe smoke that appeared out of nowhere. Aromas and smells around paranormal experiences are not unheard of. In fact, there are many cases where people have perhaps even lost a loved one and then be lying there and suddenly smell their perfume, for example. The property was always icy cold, too, despite how much they tried to heat it or how warm the weather was outside. Other strange events also took place in the house, including a bizarre encounter with a 12-year-old boy. One afternoon, Vanessa heard three knocks on their front door. When she opened it, there was a 12-year-old boy standing there. His name was Freddie Young. He was a local. Freddie said that his grandmother was a white witch and that she used her powers for good. She had told him that he mustn't walk past the property without knocking on the door three times. Doing this, she had told him, would, quote,
ward off evil.
With that, Freddie turned and left, leaving Vanessa perplexed. Several weeks later, Vanessa bumped into young Freddie again. This time, he told her that he had been sitting in the pub garden over the road and he had been watching Vanessa's house. Something about it was drawing him to it. But as he watched Vanessa's house that day, he said he saw a, quote,
old woman
peering out of the window. There should be no old woman in that house. And so, needless to say, the revelation left Vanessa feeling more than unsettled. Perhaps appropriately, one of the most frightening incidents unfolded while the two women were preparing for a Halloween party. Vanessa and Nicole were each in their respective bedrooms when an unbelievably loud crash suddenly came from downstairs. Vanessa immediately assumed, fair enough, she assumed that Nicole was responsible for the noise, and so she hurried out of her room to find her, to ask her what on earth had just happened. But when Vanessa came out of her room onto the landing, she saw that Nicole was already standing outside of her room on the landing. She had been roused by the noise too, and they both just looked at each other puzzled. And of course, it led to that chilling revelation that if it's not me, and if it's not you, then what is causing that crashing sound downstairs right now? The two women felt that beat of panic, thinking, oh my goodness, there is an intruder in the house. And so bravely, the two of them crept quietly and cautiously down the stairs, but they couldn't find any sign of anybody down there, which of course at first was a relief. It meant there was no burglar in the house, but that feeling didn't last long because something had made that noise. And they began to feel at that point a growing sense of a presence, unseen but impossible to ignore. And it was somewhere in the room. And they both had the distinct notion that this presence wished them harm. As the strange events continued, the entire atmosphere of the house seemed to change, with a permanent feeling of anxiety and threat sinking into the two women. And these events would be seemingly random, but no less terrifying. For example, the volume on the television set would just suddenly rise and fall and rise and fall as the pair were watching it. On other occasions, they would hear the sound of metal clanking, and when they looked for it and found the source, they were shocked to see a chain that hung from one of the original jailhouse doors in the house, and it was swinging back and forth and back and forth on its own. But one of the most disturbing effects were the children. The house was becoming a veritable roller coaster of paranormal activity, but particularly unsettling were the sounds of children's voices. They would come from out of nowhere and it was impossible not to shiver at those sounds. Imagine that for a moment in your house, and inexplicably you hear the sound of children laughing, whispering next to you, but they're not there. Why on earth would there be children's voices in the house? It wasn't a school or anything. Well, if the legends are true, the voices may have belonged to the children of the women accused of witchcraft. You see, their poor little ones would have been locked in the cage along with their accused mothers. Was it the sound of them that the two women could hear? By this point, the two ladies had enough, and so they contacted the local vicar to perform an exorcism. And they approached Reverend Martin Flowerdew, who arrived at the property a short time later. He couldn't undertake an actual exorcism, you have to be kind of trained in that. However, he did agree to perform a blessing in the house. This blessing, however, it had like little to no effect, and the strange events just continued. Several weeks after this failed blessing, Vanessa's boyfriend, a man called Jay, moved into the cottage. The two of them were planning to be married. And yet, just like before, the addition of another person hardly quelled the activity. It just kept going. For example, one evening he and Vanessa were watching television in bed when a can of Coca-Cola was sitting on the bedside cabinet. And it suddenly launched itself across the room, smashing into the wall opposite. You know when people say things are moving and then you can come and say, oh, well, maybe it fell down, maybe it got knocked by accident. Maybe. But it's harder to explain when a can shoots across the room and hammers into the wall. This bizarre activity was too much for Jay, and he moved out of the house several weeks later. And the couple's planned wedding was called off. Around the same time, Nicole's boyfriend moved into the property. And to begin with, at least, he had no belief in ghosts or the paranormal. That didn't last long. You see, he, too, began to witness high strangeness, so much of it, in fact, that he outright refused to be left in that house alone. And by late 2006, when Nicole was pregnant at this point, he and her boyfriend broke the news to Vanessa that it was time for them to move on and find a place of their own, which left Vanessa all by herself in the house again.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Maybe it was due to the stress of it all, or some other unknown reason, but around this time, Vanessa began sleepwalking. This was something she had never done before, and yet she was finding herself getting out of bed and moving around the house. This is a fascinating element, and if you watch my video, which is called It Followed Her Home, you will see another example of some sort of haunting that prompts sleepwalking in one of the experiences. What made Vanessa's sleepwalks all the more bone-chilling was that she would always wake up in the exact same space, and it was a spot directly below the point where one of the previous tenants had taken their own life. Even more harrowing, as she woke from these sleepwalks, and this is chilling, as she woke, she could hear voices in her head. Voices that excitedly and eagerly urged her to do herself harm. She was now the only person in this house, which meant She was the sole focus for whatever this presence was. And the realization of this hung heavy on Vanessa, making her feel intensely lonely and seriously vulnerable. Because of this, Vanessa increasingly invited other people to the house. And many of her guests also witnessed these anomalous displays. For example, one evening when Vanessa's friend Kirsty was visiting with her husband, droplets of blood suddenly appeared out of nowhere on the floor in front of them, as if coming from an invisible wound dripping on the floor. So far, Vanessa had somehow managed to live alongside this abnormal presence. And yet, something completely changed her perspective in the summer of 2007. That was when she discovered she was 5 months pregnant. Did she want to raise a baby in a house where such disturbing events were unfolding? Well, as if to confirm her fears, the more the pregnancy progressed, the more intense the supernatural activity became. One evening, while sitting in front of her mirror, for example, she suddenly lurched forward, as if there was a strong push into the back, even though there was no one else in the room. The push was so ferocious, in fact, that she ended up tumbling onto the floor. Dangerous experience for someone who's going to have a child. On another occasion, Vanessa was watching television when she witnessed something that could potentially send anybody mad. She saw a waist-high apparition of a man who appeared to float across the room in front of her. This man was dressed in old-fashioned clothing, which made Vanessa wonder if he perhaps could be one of the jailers who worked at the cage centuries earlier. But more alarming was as this man floated by, this figure turned and looked directly at Vanessa, the man's eyes locking onto hers. It wasn't just Vanessa who witnessed this increase in activity. A plumber who she had hired to update her bathroom suddenly ran from the house after hearing, quote, heavy footsteps walking past where he was working when there was nobody there. There were also subsequent encounters involving the 12-year-old boy, Freddie Young. One day, while he was at the property, Vanessa commented that he didn't appear afraid of the building like everybody else seemed to be, and young Freddie responded that his grandmother had cast some kind of protection over him, quote. But moments later, a voice appeared in his ear, hissing the words,
"That won't work here."
On another occasion, Freddie spent the night at the cottage after falling out with his grandmother. He seemed to be developing a rapport with Vanessa. And he slept on the sofa in the living room, but he was awoken in the middle of the night by an elderly woman who knelt by him, stroking her hand across his head. After several moments, this woman just faded away, eventually disappearing into thin air. The experience absolutely terrified Freddie to such an extent that he was frozen with fear. Was this the same old woman who had seen him watching the house? Vanessa eventually gave birth to her son, Jesse, on Christmas Eve. That was 2007. And she was still living in the house at this point. In an interview with the Paranormal Files YouTube channel, she said,
"The only reason I didn't leave before that was because I couldn't afford to. Because listen, nobody was going to knock on my door and say, right, there's £1,000 rent up front for somewhere else. In reality, that doesn't happen. I've spent all my money on buying this house, and I had nowhere to go."
Yet in the months that followed, the continued bizarre activity, combined with all of the pressures of being a new mother, pushed Vanessa to breaking point. She found herself remaining in the modern part of the house only as much as she could, and she would never take Jesse into the older section, the part that used to be known as the cage. Despite this, Vanessa often heard booming footsteps on the stairs and the landing in the middle of the night. The latches of the doors would continue to rattle wildly as if something was trying to break them open, eager to get to her. Through friends who knew of her troubles, she was eventually put in touch with a local police detective, known only as Wendy, who not only had an active interest in the paranormal, but she claimed to possess psychic ability. And so Wendy agreed to visit the cottage, but she was not at all prepared for what she would encounter there. The second she walked through the door of that cottage, she felt a sudden headache grip her. More than that, she had the constant sensation that a pair of invisible hands was attempting to crush her skull, quote, and she had the persistent feeling that she was being watched. Ultimately, Wendy was unable to help Vanessa in any real way, and so the intense activity just continued. And much to Vanessa's horror, the focus of the activity began to turn its attention to four-month-old Jessie. One evening, while Jessie was sleeping, Vanessa was mortified to see, quote, a dark male apparition standing over Jessie's cot, looking down at him. Another time, after placing the young boy on the bed, he was suddenly pushed onto the floor by an unseen assailant. Although he was unhurt, Vanessa began carrying him with her permanently. Following this, Vanessa decided enough was enough, and she put the house up for sale, and she immediately moved out of the cottage. And during the removal, one of the removal men would later state that when he pulled the removal truck up to the property, he got the fright of his life, because there was an old woman in old-fashioned clothing looking out at him through the window, even though the property was supposed to be empty. While waiting for a buyer, Vanessa decided to rent the property, and while she did manage to attract several tenants, they would always leave a few months after moving in. One of those tenants, however, attempted to clear the house of the malevolent presence through the use of a psychic. However, when the psychic arrived at the property, she refused to enter it. She claimed there was, quote, something truly evil within its walls. In 2010, Vanessa approached paranormal investigator John Fraser. I know John, and he investigated the cage extensively. What immediately impressed John Fraser was that it wasn't just those who lived in the property who had witnessed the paranormal events, but it was actually multiple other people who just happened to visit and encounter this stuff. Furthermore, he found Vanessa to be a very credible witness who had, quote,
a consistency of testimony.
Around the same time Fraser was conducting his investigation, Vanessa began to suffer financially and decided to rent the property out to various companies to conduct ghost hunts and paranormal vigils. As we might imagine, the more people who visited the seemingly cursed cottage, the more accounts of ghostly goings-on surfaced. However, with these claims came increased attention from the media, and some people accused Vanessa of somehow orchestrating the whole thing, the paranormal encounters, for financial gain. This wasn't, however, something that John Fraser subscribed to. The more he delved into the events at the cage, the stronger Vanessa's credibility became to him. The fact is, the sheer number of people who witnessed the strange happenings at the cage property does suggest that there may well have been an authenticity to these extraordinary events. But perhaps you disagree. What could have caused this particular location to become such a hub of paranormal activity? Might it be the misery that had been felt there over the centuries that it was used as a prison that remained operational until as late as 1908? Some people would say, it must have been the evil of the witches that was echoing down the ages into the present day. Others would say, perhaps it was the evil of the authorities and the locals labeling innocent women as witches that is the evil that has resonated afterwards. The building itself, as well as a small road that runs along the back of it, certainly appears to be the absolute center of this strange activity. It seems that once a person is away from these locations, they no longer experience any of the strange incidents or ominous feelings. So there's no suggestion, in a sense, that, like some other similar cases, of a presence leaving the property and following a person elsewhere. Might this suggest, therefore, that this place is some sort of spiritual gateway or a portal exists on the land that the property resides on? A gateway that allows two different realms, perhaps one from the past, to exist in the same time as the present? Or is it all just made up or misunderstood? We might never know what the cause of these obscure events at the cage might be. Believers or skeptics will draw their own conclusions and are, of course, welcome to. But what do you think? Because that is an awful lot of witnesses to strange activity. Whatever your opinion on the cage in St. Osyth, Essex, it continues to fascinate paranormal researchers and enthusiasts alike. Vanessa Mitchell, incidentally, eventually sold the property in January 2020, and the person who bought it was fully aware of the frightful events that had unfolded there. They claimed, however, that they, quote, didn't believe in ghosts. And how about this? I was just about to start recording this episode when someone contacted me to say that the house is back on the market again for £260,000, which is a reminder that we should treat whoever the new owner is in this property with respect. This is an actual home where people live. It's not a paranormal playground that you can just go and rock up and knock on the door or something. But if it's still on the market by the time this video comes out, if you really want to explore this paranormal case from the inside, if you really want to immerse yourself, maybe you could buy the cage and climb inside yourself, if you dare. I'm Peter Laws, and you've been listening to Terror at the Haunted Witch Prison that became a home. To explore the other case I mentioned that involved sleepwalking and paranormal activity, hit this video now. But until next time, keep an eye on the shadows. They might just have their eyes on you. Good night.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.